Come on and put your hands together and give him some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, you can do better than that. He's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. Have your way, Lord. Oh, my God, we praise you. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you have your Bibles open to the book of Romans, the 4th chapter and the 18th verse. What I have found out is that you have to believe God in spite of circumstances. In spite of what you may be experiencing, in spite of what you may be going through, I found out that every experience that we have is to bring forth maturity in our lives so that the next trial we go through don't move us and don't affect us. What I have found out that every situation and circumstance that we go through tries to separate us from our praise. It tries to separate you from your praise because it knows that God inhabits the praise. And if it can get you to stop praising God, then you won't have the presence of God around you. So it tries to separate you. But what I found out is that if you hope in spite of what everything else is telling you, you can still praise God. As we read in the 18th verse, it says, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. It says, who against hope believed in hope. You know, against is the motion to a place, something alongside of. There's going to be times in your life when circumstances and situations and trials are going to move right in on you, going to move right up next to you. But you got to have hope that God is still moving. You can't allow the circumstance to convince you that God is not still moving. How many understand that? You have to believe that even though it doesn't seem like it, you can't feel it, you can't see it, you don't hear it, you have to still have hope that God is moving. When we read this, it says, who against hope believed in hope. The first hope means a natural hope. We all have hope, but then there's that supernatural hope that you believe. When what you already think doesn't take place, then you have to reach down in you and have faith to believe that it's going to take place. Nevertheless, you believe that God was going to heal you and you didn't get healed. Well, you have to believe against that, that God is going to heal you nevertheless. And that's how it operates. Abraham believed against hope, even though hope told him the hope that he received was that God said he was going to be the father of many nations. He believed that. But then when he kept traveling and sojourning all through the country and it hadn't happened yet, after so many years he hadn't had a son, because what he understood that without a son he wouldn't have a seed to carry on that which God had promised him. So all these years they traveled, him being almost 100 years old before it ever happened, he had to believe against his natural hope that the power of God was still going to create in him what God has promised him. You have to believe against your natural feelings that God is going to produce or bring forth what he's promised you. Some of you, God has told you he's going to bless you financially. You haven't received it yet. Don't give up hope. Some of you, God has told you he's going to heal your body. You haven't received it yet. Don't give up hope. Some of you, God said he's going to save your sons and your daughters, but it hasn't happened yet. Don't give up hope. You have to have faith in God that whatever God has promised you, he's going to bring it to pass. Why? Found out that God does not lie. So whatever he says is going to happen. But you have to believe. He can't make you believe it. He can't convince you to believe it. You've got to convince yourself. Abraham believed in God. He trusted in God that he would become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. He stood on the word of God and said, so shall thy seed be. That means that's prophetic. That means that that's pointing towards the future. So what he did when it didn't happen per se, he believed that it was going to happen in the future. He had to tell himself, I know, Sarah, we haven't had a child yet, but I believe God, that God promised us. God done already put a seed in us that's going to take place. You have to believe that regardless of your circumstance, that it's already worked out. You have to believe, regardless of what your trial may be, that God's done already worked it out. You have to believe that whatever is coming against you, God has already vindicated you. You have to look beyond the natural and look over into the spiritual and see what sometimes is almost impossible to see. But I'm here to tell you, the only way you'll ever see it is through the Word of God. But if you don't read your Bible, if you don't study your Bible, then you're going to have a problem. Because your faith won't be stirred up to believe that the impossible can happen. Sometimes you just have to believe that the impossible is going to happen. I mean, sometimes trouble is staring you right in the face. Sickness is staring you right in the face. Pain is staring you right in the face. Sitting right in front of you telling you ain't nothing going to change. Everything's going to stay the same. But you have to look at it and you have to speak to it. You have to prophesy to it. I don't care what you say, trouble. It ain't going to last always. I don't care what you say, sickness. This too shall end. I don't care what you say, pain. I'm going to get through it. You have to tell your circumstances how big and how great your God is. And you can't do it if you don't have a word in you that gives you the ability to do it. You've got to have the word in you. Abraham, a word, he had a way to say, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. He wasn't weak in faith. Sometimes folks will say, ask you, where's your faith? Well, you've been sick a long time. Where's your faith? You haven't been financially blessed yet. Where's your faith? They ask you that. Pastor Hart heard somebody ask me that. He said, tell them your faith is in your life. Your faith has got to be a part of your life. Regardless of what you're going through, you have to believe it. You have to walk in it. You have to uphold it. All right, my back hurt. Too bad. I'm going to praise him anyway. That's what Abraham said. He said, we haven't had a child yet. It's been 60 years. But I'm going to praise him anyway. Here I am still out here in the desert. Don't know what land I'm going to yet, because he said he was looking for a land that was ruled by God and he hadn't found it yet. So he praised him anyway. So he kept praising him anyway. Even after him and Sarah screwed up, he did what? He had to praise him anyway. Sometimes you got to praise him in your blessings and you got to praise him in your screw up, because God hears and answers your prayer. But you got to do what? You got to believe. How do you prove that you believe? By not praise, not stop praising him, by not stop giving him the praise, by not stop worshiping him, by not stop calling up on his name. That's how you prove to God that you believe. I believe that God is a healer. So regardless of what's going on in my body, I'm going to do what God has called me to do. It's easy to sit at home and say, well, woe is me. God ain't moved yet, so evidently he ain't going to move. But God is moving all the time. God is ever present in the air and ever present in the eons, ever present in the carpet and in the walls and in the seats. God's presence is everywhere. All you got to do is move into the supernatural and attach yourself to that which God has called you for. Amen. So he wasn't weak in faith, now considering his own body was dead. When it says dead, it means dead. In the natural, there was absolutely no way for Abraham to do what he did. No way for him to have children. But all things become possible when God said it. If God said it, then God will do it. Ain't that right, preacher? If God said it, he'll do it. So that's what Abraham believed. God said he was going to do it. I know my body is dead, but God said he's going to do it. God told you what he was going to do for you. It hasn't happened yet. God told you what he's going to do for you. You can't see it. God told you what he's going to do. You can't feel it. You can't sense it. But I got news to you. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You can't see what you have faith to believe for, so you just have to keep believing. Don't let nobody discourage you by letting folks get in your ear and tell you that God ain't going to do what he's going to do. Folks will tell you, I see you still sick. I see you still don't. Forget all that. Believe God. Hallelujah. And then, not only that, not only did he have to look at what he was going through, but then he had to look at what Sarah was going through. So it was double compounded. Now I got to believe God for me, and I got to believe God for her too. Because it was evident that she didn't believe God for herself. But you have to depend and have faith and confidence in the promise, Brother Chet. You have to believe in the promise. You know what? The promise don't never fade. It don't never stop. Because what God has spoken, he will bring it to pass. So I'm here to encourage you today. Be encouraged. God is still a healer. Be encouraged. God is still a way maker. Be encouraged. God is still a deliverer. Be encouraged. God is still a healer. Be encouraged. God is still a savior. Be encouraged. God is still can do everything that he said he was going to do. They had to believe God. Now he's believing God for himself, and he's believing God for Sarah. Hallelujah. And I like this part. It said he staggered not. Stagger not in the Greek means to don't doubt by questioning God. Can you imagine God first getting you to leave your country with all your kinfolk, have you going sojourning through a country from one nation to another, meeting all kind of people who want to take your wife, kill you, all kind of stuff, and still not being able to question God about what hasn't come to pass yet. When it says he didn't stagger, he did not question God. I don't know if I could have did that. I don't know if I, sometimes I question God, Pastor Hart. I'll ask God, Lord, okay. I know what you said. But I know, then when I said, I know what I'm seeing, he'll say, but you don't live by sight. You live by faith. I said, I know, Lord, I live by faith, but I can't help but see. It's in front of me. He said, it's in front of you because you haven't envisioned yourself dead. I said, what do you mean by that? Abraham recognized that he was dead. That's why he didn't question God. He knew that because he was dead, the only way he could possibly get what God had promised him was for God to do it. You have to believe that God's going to do what he's going to do regardless of what is going on in your life. Therefore, you don't question God. Father, where are you? Lord, when are you going to do it? Lord, when is it going to happen? Lord, when am I going to get my miracle? When am I going to get my deliverance? When are you going to save my sons and my daughters? When are you going to do it? When? And start saying, Lord, I thank you for saving my children. Lord, I thank you for healing my body. Lord, I thank you for delivering me. I thank you for my peace of mind. I thank you for my healing. I thank you for my miracle. I thank you for my joy. You have to change your stinking thinking around and start thanking God. Abraham, thank God. Okay, Lord, it ain't happened yet, but I thank you. I'm thanking you because I'm not going to question you about what hasn't happened yet, but I'm going to give you the praise. I won't stagger. I won't be knocked off my feet. I won't be confused because it hasn't happened yet. Sometimes we get confused because things don't happen the way we think they should happen. We get a prophecy. We think the next day it's supposed to take place. You don't know, you got to work for that. You got to work for it. Somebody, they might prophesy to you, you're going to be a millionaire. You might end up being a pauper before it ever happens. But you can't stagger at it. You can't question God if you believe that it's so. Abraham didn't question God. And he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He didn't distrust what God told him. He believed in the promise that God had gave him. I believe in the promise and I will not stagger. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to be strong in faith. What it means by being strong, he was empowered by his faith in God. He was empowered. What does empowered mean? Empowered means that, Lord, I done traveled over 9,000 miles and nothing has happened, but I believe you anyway. I'm empowered. I believe I can keep going. I can believe I can receive the blessing that God has for me. I believe that I can receive my miracle. I believe that I can receive my deliverance. I believe that I can have my peace and I can have my joy. Why? Because God made me a promise. And if I don't stagger, if I let the empowerment of God or the power of God continue to manifest itself and work in my life, then I can do those things. But a lot of times it requests something of you. To whom much is given, much is required. Sometimes God expects you to love folks that hate you in order to get your promise. Sometimes God wants you to be peaceful when you want to be vengeful. How to get your promise. You got to do things in order to get your promise from God. And that's by not staggering at what God has promised you. Abraham was fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. Who would that remind you of? That reminds you of Pastor Hart, don't it? He'd pray for folks and I'd be cracking up. I said, them folks ain't gonna move. When he got through, they were up jumping, screaming, and hollering, running up and down the aisle, rolling in the floor, and come back and get their cane right after they got through. And I said, Pastor Hart, why would they come back and get the cane after they didn't got healed? He said, some folks just don't want to let go of trouble. What's your trouble? Your circumstance, your situation, your trial. If God has made you a promise, you've got to let it go. You can't keep going back and picking it up. You have to keep moving on and pressing on to what God has promised you. The promise is there. You just got to move yourself into it. All of Abraham's traveling did what? It pushed him into the promise that God had promised him. If he had a stagger, if he had a given up, he would have never received what God has promised him. But because he kept pressing on through trial and through tribulation, through mistakes and through blessings, he kept traveling on, kept believing God. And it says, giving glory to God. And he was fully persuaded. Lord God, they tried to take Sarah, but I'm still fully persuaded. We haven't had any children yet, but I'm fully persuaded. We messed up, Lord, but I'm still fully persuaded. Trouble is all around me, but I'm fully persuaded. I got sickness in my body, but I'm fully persuaded. How do you be fully persuaded? By still offering up God that which he desires the most, and that is praise. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God ain't going to inhabit your bickering. He will not inhabit your whining and your complaining. He will only inhabit praise. And it says, and he promised, and he was able also to make it happen. A promise, the promise that it's talking about here is very easy. It's a proclamation or declaration. What that means is that it had already been spoken into existence. That means that Isaac was already there. It didn't have nothing to do with Abraham and Isaac, Abraham and Sarah, because they were both dead. He was dead, she was dead, so it had nothing to do with them. How many understand? It was a proclamation. It was a declaration by God that Abraham, it don't matter what you go through, it don't matter what mistakes you might make, it don't matter how many times you may stumble, it don't matter what you deal with, it's going to take place. All you got to do is believe and be fully persuaded that I'm able to perform that which I have promised. And that's what Abraham was. He was fully persuaded. What it means by being fully persuaded, he was persuaded in his mind, he was persuaded in his flesh, and he was persuaded in his spirit. He wasn't going to let any part of his body or his natural being separate him from what God had promised him. Regardless of the thieves or the robbers that came, he didn't allow it to separate him from the promise of God. You have to be the same way. Nothing's different. You are part of the seed of Abraham. You have faith in God. You have faith to believe God. But you got to do it. Amen. You got to believe God. Stop allowing your circumstance to determine what you do and how far you go in Him. You have to control your own destiny by having faith and confidence in God. He controlled his destiny by being fully persuaded that God was more than able to provide and meet every one of his needs. Everyone stand. Hallelujah. I am fully persuaded today that everything that God has promised in this ministry and in this church is going to take place. It don't matter how many other folks believe God with me. I am fully persuaded. And you know what I found out? You know why it was so easy for Abraham to have men and women follow him all through the desert? He had tons of people following him through the desert, taking care of his cattle and taking care of his sheep. And he didn't have to make them because he was fully persuaded in what he believed that God was going to do. And because he was fully persuaded, it caused them to be fully persuaded. How many hear me this morning? It's kind of ironic. I met Reverend McTeer on the outside as I was standing outside, and I walked up to him, and he always says, I said, "How you doing, Pop McTeer?" He says, "I'm holding on and looking up." I said, "Well, as long as I'm around people like you, I can hold on and look up too." He said, "That's what Paul said." Paul said when he walked into the ministries of the other brothers, he said, "I thank you. I can think I can make it now." Hallelujah. Why? Because if you're fully persuaded, others will be persuaded. But you got to make up in your mind that what God has promised you is for you. And you're not going to let nothing separate you or stop you from walking into your promise. I am persuaded today. And I glory to God that everything that God has promised going to take place in this ministry is going to happen. It's not about me. It's not about the brothers. It's not about the sisters. It's not about the workers. It's about Jesus. And it's about ministry. And God's going to do what he promised he's going to do. So I'm not moved by what men think. I'm not moved by what women say. I'm not moved not even by what I think. I know that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And he'll do everything that he promised he's going to do. Hallelujah! Come on and give him some praise this morning. Hallelujah! My God, if you have problems this morning and you need your faith stirred up, you need your faith encouraged so that you can help yourself believe God for the promises that God has promised you, so that you can receive the blessing that God said is going to come your way, I want you to come stand across this front this morning. Hallelujah. I'm looking for a miracle. I expect the impossible. I feel the intangible. I see the invisible. And I'm looking for a miracle. I expect the impossible. I feel the intangible. I see the invisible. Oh, the sky.
The sky is the limit to what I can have.
Yeah, the sky.
The sky is the limit to what I can have.
What I can have, yeah, the sky.
The sky is the limit to what I can have.
Oh, yeah. Just believe and receive it. God will perform it today. God will perform it today. Father, in the name of Jesus, everyone that I touch and agree with this morning, you're going to stir up the gift of faith down within their spirits. Father, they're going to have faith to believe you for that which they cannot see. They're going to have faith to believe you for that which they do not understand. They're going to have faith to believe you for that which they do not perceive. Father, you're going to move by your spirit in the very depths of their souls, and you're going to bring forth a manifestation of the blessing, a manifestation of the promise that you gave them. Lord God, we call it right now. We speak it into existence, Lord God, because nothing is impossible with you. Hallelujah.
Father, in the impossible. I feel the intangible.
God will take care of that situation for you. You believe it? No, do you believe it? You really believe it? Okay.
I expect the impossible.
Heal, Father.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father, let the power of the living God, let it move, Lamb of God. In the name of Jesus, Father, you're going to heal that foot up, Lord God, by the power of God. Lord God, we thank you for deliverance. Oh, you're going to move in his situation too, Father. Lord God, I send forth the power of God. Lord God, I take authority. You're going to move upon the hearts, and you're going to call and bring forth a change and a transformation, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, bless the man of God. Father, for your glory, you touch his life. You minister through him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, bless him, Father, according to your desire, according to your will, Father. Stir up the gift of faith like never before. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for moving by your Spirit. There's nothing impossible with you, Father. There's nothing impossible for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus.